Gulf. Fortunately, cancer lysosomes are fragile, so this makes them an attractive target. Cancer lysosomes are involved in the metastasis and progression of most tumors, e.g. breast, lung, brain, head and neck, ovarian, melanoma, uterine, colorectal, prostate. Lysosomes are the most acidic parts of a cell, and the enzymes inside these organelles become even more acidic as cancer progresses, encouraging further oncogenic changes. Targeting the disturbance in their pH is an Achilles heel in the abnormal cancer metabolism. Loratadine and chloroquine have both been shown to alter the pH and function of the cancer lysosome, effectively putting a spanner in the works of the metastasis machinery. Loratadine can increase survival in NSCLC and ER-positive breast cancers, especially in combination with chemotherapy, whilst also boosting the immune system by targeting myeloid suppressor cells. However, loratadine fails to cross the blood-brain barrier, so in instances where the brain is involved, chloroquine would be a better choice. Macropinocytosis occurs when glutamine and cholesterol levels are insufficient to meet demand. It happens early in some strongly RAS-dependent cancers, like pancreatic cancer, melanomas, bladder cancer, colon cancer, leukemias, and nearly a third of lung adenocarcinomas. Approximately 30% of all cancers contain a mutation to the RAS family of genes. Camiso et al. Demonstrated that starving a tumor of glutamine stimulates, upregulates, macropinocytosis. This scavenging process might be used by a great many RAS-driven cancers, upregulating this pathway as the tumor progresses. Glioblastoma, GBM, the most lethal of primary tumors, uses this pathway. Professor Thomas Seyfried, Ahmed Alseka, and others have been using chloroquine sulfate successfully as part of a cancer-starving combination to treat GBM. Chloroquine, or the safer hydroxychloroquine, in my view, should be part of many cancers' treatment from diagnosis. It was also found that blocking macropinocytosis with chloroquine overcomes resistance to EGFR inhibitors, e.g. erlotinib and HER2 inhibitors, Herceptin, which makes the inclusion of chloroquine essential for all cancers that might express these. The downside with chloroquine is that it inhibits a gene called BCL-XL. And caspase 3, both important in triggering apoptosis, so perhaps it is best used cyclically and stopped just before 24 hours, a kill phase, if starving the tumor alone is insufficient. Loratadine, in combination with a statin, may also increase the possibility of muscle pain. This should always be discussed with your doctor, who can adjust dosages. The combination of chloroquine and dipridamol has not yet been investigated, but I have a hunch that together they would enhance each other synergistically. If so, this combination may be extremely useful for more aggressive RAS-driven cancers like pancreatic cancer, where dipridamol has been shown to inhibit 70 to 90% of liver metastases to the liver as part of a multimodal drug cocktail. Glutaminolysis. This important pathway breaks down glutamine, an amino acid, so that it can be used to make new proteins, enzymes, and nucleotides. Like the glycolysis pathway, the glutaminolysis pathway also involves several steps that can each be targeted. Glutaminolysis is highly active in many aggressive forms of human cancers, including triple-negative breast cancer, TNBC, pancreatic cancer, lung cancer, lymphoma, glioblastoma, and it is also a feature of prostate cancer. It is a general feature of metastatic cancer as these are more aggressive than the primary. Glutamate dehydrogenase, ketoglutarate, dehydrogenase, EGCG, green tea. Glutamine transport, a combination of ursolic acid and resveratrol, or ursolic acid and curcumin, prevents glutamine uptake by the cancer cell. Glutaminase inhibitors. The harder a cancer is to treat, the more you will need to add. Particularly aggressive cancers may need the following glutaminase inhibitors. BPTES. Clinically, it was not shown to be that effective until recently. A new version has been developed, emulsifying the drug into nanoparticles to help absorption. This has improved its efficacy, and importantly, it had no effect on the plasma levels of liver enzymes. As it starves glutamine, it encourages glycolysis, so used in combination with a glycolysis and glycogen inhibitor, it becomes even more effective. It has been tested on pancreatic cancer patients in combination with metformin, and this combination showed significantly enhanced results than either treatment alone. The more pathways blocked, the more effective the combination. L-asparaginase. This drug is used for childhood leukemia, ALL, described in textbooks as anti-metabolite chemotherapy. This is not true. It is, in fact, a metabolic enzyme that starves not just the amino acid asparagine, but also glutamine. Childhood acute lymphoblastic leukemia is one cancer the medical profession claim can be completely cured. So if you need any proof that starving cancer is the answer, here it is. We have been tripping over the truth. The cure rate of acute lymphoblastic leukemia increased from 5% in the 1950s to the present 90% when doctors began using multimodal chemotherapy regimens containing L-asparaginase. No surprise, then, that is being rediscovered after being around for nearly 60 years, returning as a treatment for other glutamine-driven cancers like triple-negative breast cancer and pancreatic cancer. This drug is also being reformulated to be less toxic. Side effects include hepatitis, pancreatitis, coagulopathy, and neurotoxicity, which can occur at high dose. The new version is being encapsulated inside red blood cells to avoid the allergic reactions and to stop it from being broken down by enzymes to extend its action. Dietary restriction of asparagine. If you have one of these aggressive cancers, it is a good idea to deplete asparagine from your diet, found in many foods, including asparagus, beef, poultry, and potatoes. Asparagus also has high levels of glutathione, so definitely avoid this innocuous-looking vegetable. Removing these foods has been shown to reduce metastases. Chapter 23. How to Stop Dangerous Metastases. Starving the cancer is good. Preventing its spread is even better, as it is the spread of cancer that almost always kills, not the primary. Here are yet more additions to your cocktail to manage growth factors. Fortunately, you are already controlling some of these with your drug cocktail already. Managing growth factors and MMPs, matrix metalloproteinases. The metabolic changes in the cell trigger changes in the surrounding tumor microenvironment. Rapid cell division creates lots of lactic acid, the acidic byproduct of glycolysis, which is damaging to the surrounding tissues. So, to protect itself, the body attempts to remove the lactic acid by making new blood vessels, angiogenesis, with an increase in vascular endothelial growth factor. The increase in blood vessels also has the downside of supplying more nutrients to the tumor, so the result is an ongoing cascade of further growth. Other key growth factors that are secreted are platelet-derived growth factor, PDGF, transforming growth factor beta, TGF-beta, and fibroblast growth factor. There is also an increase in enzymes called matrix metalloproteinases, MMPs, which break down the surrounding stromal tissue, scaffold around the cell, allowing the cancer cells to break off and spread. Metastasis, the spread to distant organs, can happen very early in cancer, contrary to previous medical thinking. Blocking MMPs and other growth factors are an essential part of treatment alongside starving the cancer and should be instigated from diagnosis. Treatments to stop abnormal growth factors, FGF, VEGF, PDGF, MMP2, 3, 9. To explain the importance of blocking these growth factors, especially the MMPs, I describe my Great Fire of London theory to cancer patients. Stage 1 cancer is akin to a house fire. By stage 4, it is like the Great Fire of London. It will devour everything in its path and is virtually unstoppable. Throwing buckets of water from the Thames was not enough to put out the flames in the summer of 1666. But what did eventually work was the destruction of houses in its path, the use of explosives, and clearing areas to create fire breaks, blocking its ability to jump from house to house, and depriving the fire of its fuel. In the same way, cancer needs to be stopped from spreading by creating fire breaks. Metastases, secondary cancers, are the cause of over 80% of deaths. To support its growth, the cancer cell sends signals to the surrounding area, microenvironment. These signals change three main structures. Fibroblasts in the connective tissue. The fibroblasts eat their own mitochondria, mitophagy, and convert to using the glycolytic pathway, Warburg effect, to create lactate. Metastases are observed to behave in a metabolically different way to the primary tumor, possibly because they can more readily use lactate and ketones. Immune cells, macrophages. The immune cells become transformed into tumor-associated macrophages, TAMs. Blood vessels, angiogenesis. Hypoxia, a lack of oxygen, triggers a protein called HIF, hypoxia-inducible factor, which then stimulates the release of vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, leading to the proliferation of blood vessels. It is a release of growth factors from the fibroblasts that triggers a breakdown of the extracellular matrix by enzymes called matrix metalloproteinases, MMPs, which allows the cancer to spread. MMPs are currently completely overlooked by oncology. They were all the rage in research decades ago, but having failed to find patentable drugs, Big Pharma decided to try new approaches like targeting vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, the growth signal for the cancer to form new blood vessels to feed itself. Avastin, bevacizumab, a drug which stops VEGF, was hailed as a new game-changer when it launched in 2004. But on its own, it did not have the expected results everyone had hoped for, and it came with nasty side effects. However, in combination with other modalities, its value may be more beneficial. Unknowingly, I had inhibited vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, platelet-derived growth factor, PDGF, and transforming growth factor beta, TFG-beta, with my combination of aspirin and dapirolizumab, but I had also stopped the extracellular matrix changes too. My cocktail had targeted all the growth factors and MMPs. Yay! Other drugs also work on these growth factors, mebendazole, propranolol, and doxycycline. MMP2, chetooligosaccharides, chetin, mebendazole, propranolol,